Scarlett, what's going on with that mess to the mess in our house right now?
The mess in our house?
The mess in our house. What is going on?
It is a big pile of wood that I am assembling. And it will eventually, hopefully, be a nightstand.
I'm guessing, I mean, people will see those in our videos. What is going on?
What are you doing? Well, I had this brilliant plan to redo the bedroom because our bedroom is just so plain Jane. So I want to kind of give it some pizzazz because, you know, we film in there sometimes. And my panty slave, Jordan, is helping me out with that, which I appreciate so much. Because
is he the one that every day we're opening packages of new pairs of panties?
Yep.
And all the other stuff that you've been buying. I know you've been freaking out over all the Eagles stuff that he keeps buying you. You love getting that stuff.
I know. I love all the new, because we have a lot of, I mean, we have some Eagles stuff, but we have a lot of Philly stuff because I'm a big baseball girl. But I feel like recently more in the past couple years have gotten into football more. So I'm excited about all the Eagles stuff.
And I know you're low-key hoping that he buys you a standing desk for your computer.
Yeah, so that I'm not constantly sitting on my ass.
Yeah, sitting on your ass all day.
Because I'm also back at the gym.
Well, you can do that workout on that thing that he got you.
While standing
and working.
And that would be perfect for days
when you're playing Warcraft. Yep.
For days I can't make it to the gym, or if I'm, you know, too sore. Gosh, the past couple days has been rough.
Yep. What's his name again? Jordan. What'd you call him?
Panty slave. He's panty my panty slave.
Does he likes panties a lot? I guess.
Yeah, he does. He loves.
I guess that would make sense because we receive panties every day.
Yeah. And all different kinds.
When you're not home, I see Jordan on the package.
I know. It's funny. If any of our neighbors were to walk by and be like, who the hell is Jordan?
Yeah, literally. Literally. That's funny. Yeah. What else is going on today, Scarlett? Is today a special day?
No, I can't think of any reason why it would be special.
Is today a special day, Scarlett?
Yes. Dax, it's your birthday.
And how old am I, Scarlett?
I don't know.
I am 31 years old. Yep.
I don't want to believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's my gym inside, you know, it's the aging side.
Okay, enough. Sorry. Stop making fun of my culture.
Your culture. It's my culture as well, you know. Because I'm 20% Italian, 20% Irish, 20% American, 20% German, and 20% Polish. Where is Poland? Like, I understand it's, you know.
I don't know. In Russia? I don't know.
What?
In Russia?
Oh, in Russia. Mother Russia. Is Poland in Russia? I don't think it is. Is it?
He doesn't know either. He has to look it up.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where Poland is. They just know. I'm just kidding. Someone's going to be like, you dumbasses.
We need, you know, to get
Central Europe. Oh, wait. You said you're Polish?
Polish.
Did I know that?
Yeah. 20%, baby.
I don't think so.
Both my mom's, I might be more Polish than I am anything else, because I believe my dad's mom is Polish and my mom's mom is Polish.
Right.
So I might be more Polish than I am anything else, which I think is, people could call me a Polak. I think that's the insult for Polish people, right? Polak. Yeah, so I'm just a dirty Polak. You dirty Polak.
You don't even know, you don't even know where Poland is.
You know, I have no idea what a Polish accent is. I assume it's something similar to that, though.
No, I wasn't saying accent. I was saying you don't know where Poland is.
Yeah, but that's one of the things about Poland, is that nobody in the world knows where Poland is. It's sort of Atlantic City.
I see.
Atlantic Sea. what's the one? What's the underwater one?
Atlantis?
There you go. Atlantis. Atlantis. The city of Atlantis.
Underwater city of Atlantic City.
The underwater city of Atlantic City, where nobody knows where it is.
Atlantic City might as well be underwater. All right.
It is pretty cool, though.
All right, let's hop into it.
No, hold on now. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's cover more of the amazing birthday that it is today.
Okay, why September 30th, what makes it amazing?
1993, A Star Was Born. A great movie, by the way. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. You seen it? Great movie. Great movie. I love that movie. It is going. Yeah. What? A woman. What are they doing? Taking vape? Just wandering off? Doing?
Oh my god.
Scarlett, let's talk all the wonderful things about Dax. His handsomeness, his skinniness, his thinness. You want to talk about that, Scar? Let's talk about that. That's fun. Scarlett was made to sign a contract, which actually just ended today, but it was 1 week long that Scarlett was not allowed to call me. What is it again?
Well, since it's over.
It's over, Scarlett. So,
go
ahead.
I can't call you fat.
Yeah, yeah. So go ahead.
And technically, what? Right now, I didn't call you fat. I'm just saying I can't call you fat.
But you can call me fat right now. Why don't you go ahead and do it, Scar? Why don't you get, you can officially.
No, you know what? After a week.
You can officially call me fat, Scar. Why don't you go ahead and do it?
After a week of not doing it, I think I'm accustomed to it now.
You're accustomed to it.
Listen, I'm not a mean person.
Whoa.
I only call Dax the F word when.
7 to 8 times a day.
When
minimum.
He's annoying me. When he picks out something about my appearance, like telling me my nose hairs are unruly.
Which are now waxed and taken care of.
Yeah, and I did take care of that. You know what's funny? You said that my nose hairs were just sticking out.
Because
I do have kind of a bigger nose.
Not at all.
But, keep going. But okay, so I went and I took care of it. Now, when I tell you...
Well,
you're
taking
overweight.
Care of your nose hairs versus losing 60 pounds are two
but don't you
completely
think that you
different
should get
things.
On it?
You know what I mean?
You know?
Scarlett,
don't you think you should hop on that?
What are you trying to say?
Overweight?
Yeah, am I
unhealthy?
Overweight?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh, check. And what else would you say?
I wouldn't say anything else.
The next time we have a contract, I'm going to make you sign something that's much... It goes into detail, all right? Because all you did was avoid the word fat, and you still used a bunch of other words like round. It's very sneaky.
But I'm just... I don't know. I think in my head, if I keep beating you up, just like you for a couple days, were like, you got to take care of them nose hairs. And I did. Maybe you'll take care of it. You know? You're 31. I don't want you dying in 10 years.
10 years, a good life. 41 years.
Somebody help me out.
41 good
Everyone
years.
Everyone send messages to Dax on his OnlyFans telling him nice things. Like, we like you.
You're so handsome.
Yeah, you're so
Your
handsome.
Your penis is nice.
But we really want you to take care of yourself. And that's all I want.
If I get 10 of those messages, I'll go to the gym. But 10 people aren't going
to
message
But you'll go to the gym for a day.
That's still going to the gym. Scar.
I just want you to be healthy.
Think about all the weight I'll lose in one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're getting older. You know it's harder to lose weight when you get older.
Just trust me on this one, yeah. Und ja. May I have the vape, please?
No, we can start this episode
okay,
before.
Let's start
before
the
we
episode.
Start
Happy birthday to our good friend me. You know what I'm saying? And thank you, Jordan. For helping Scarlett redo the bedroom because I was not going to pay for that. No, she wants to redo a different room in the house every week, and she has been wanting to redo the bedroom, so she's been
cheerful really
as fuck
the...
and giving your name praise all throughout the house all day long. So
because I really it makes me so happy.
Let's do a PSA. We haven't heard from Fart Bitch.
Oh yeah,
where is Fart Bitch?
Where is Fart Bitch?
Where is Chris?
Has anyone heard from him?
Has anyone heard?
Because I feel like
him?
A lot of people were saying they haven't heard from him.
Nobody's heard from him. He hasn't been on Discord.
We had Sabrina.
Hasn't been on your OnlyFans. Sabrina's been
trying
asking
to reach
about
out.
Him. Yep.
Athena. You know, we've been texting him. He won't respond. And
you've
like
called him a couple times.
You know, sometimes that happens, but like not for this long.
Not
at least saying like I'm okay, just taking a break. Or
well, he had something. You said he had something happen a week before, two weeks ago, and you know a little bit of life scare. So we're just a little worried about him, and I know every day you're like, you know, any sign of him in Discord, any sign of him
here?
And
I'm just like, you know, it's a little worrisome.
And like
fall off the map like that.
Yeah, we have fans come and go, and that's one thing, but not the type of fan that Fart Bitch was. So it's unfortunate to, you know, whatever degree, you know, if he abandoned us, that's one thing, that's fine. But like, let us know.
Yeah, let us know you're okay, Fart Bitch.
Yeah,
you
please.
Know, if you're listening and you're like, maybe you got a girlfriend.
Maybe you got a
and
girlfriend.
And maybe she said you can't talk to me anymore.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Actually, that's Shit great. Happens. Love that for you.
Yeah.
But let us know you're okay.
Shit happens. Yeah. That's fine.
All right.
Oh, last thing I wanted to mention.
Yay.
Fuck it. Let's jump right into it, man.
Oh no, everyone's gonna be wondering what this thing is though.
Yeah, doing. What's up, guys? We're back with another episode of the Fetish Nature Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Dax, and joined with me today is the amazing Scarlet Fae.
Hola.
Today we are talking about crazy customs. The requests you get in this business can range from normal to wild to crazy to what the fuck. And today we are covering our top 10 what the fuck customs so far. So sit back, relax, and get ready because things are about to get weird.
Now, let's start this out by saying in no way do we think you are weird. Yeah. If you hear your custom on here.
Yeah, if you hear it's your just custom, something you're not weird. It's just that's something that just mindfucks. I mean, there are two on here, I think, that are just like,
it's just what something, the fuck? It's just something that I read and was like, I don't know if I'm there yet. I don't know if I'll ever be there. That's just not something I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, now so, all of these customs, I think, were just sent directly to Scarlett. And as soon as Scarlett got them, she ran to me and was like, Dax, look at this. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, we both have to kind of approve
the
custom before. Because we're, you know, unless you're not in it, but still. Still, if it's on the wonky side, I still share with you.
All right, let's jump right in because I'm so excited to explain number five. Number five was the craziest. Yeah. Number five is probably the craziest custom number on the five entire is like, fucking list.
Number five is like, why would anyone do this themselves if they weren't sedated? Like,
and what's crazy is number five is a thing. I've seen number five on Clips for Sale.
Wild.
A thing. It's a thing, and that's crazy to me that people... I don't even understand what you're jerking off to in that, but we don't judge. We don't judge. We don't judge, all right? You guys, just wait for number five, because that's just fucking crazy, all right? So let's just do a quick recap of one and two, which we... They're a quick recap because we talked about them in previous episodes, specifically in the Cynthia episode and maybe a one of the interviews. With me or Scarlett, like I don't remember, but it's been weeks.
Oh, here goes a yawn.
Another yawn. Another day, another dollar. You know?
Okay, number one.
Well, it's 7 a.m. that we're recording.
Number one. Stop making up times. Number one.
All right. why don't you do the two quick recaps?
Okay. So number one, we have the oil custom, which we've definitely talked about before, where they wanted us to take the pants. Dip
panties,
them.
I believe was it. I thought it was pants. No, it was leggings.
Yeah, like latex.
Take or no, just take regular leggings. Are you so sure? They wanted you to.
Why do I have my head that it was like a black pair of like?
No, it's just a,
leather. I don't know.
I don't think it was leather.
Either way, it was pants. Mm-hmm. And dip them in the oil.
They wanted us to buy three or four bottles of oil, pour them into a giant bowl, then soak your
submerge the leggings in the oil.
Then. You wear the black leggings, then you record a 10-minute farting video in that pair of leggings, then rain out the leggings into a separate bowl, then pour that oil back into the bottle,
and then
repeat the process. Repeat the process three times, then mail him all three bottles of oil so that he could jerk off with the used fart oil and then jerk off to the videos of you farting. Yeah. In the pit, it was. That's crazy.
You're remembering way more.
Well, yeah, I remember them because they're fucking crazy.
I know, but
and
I
also
don't
your memory's complete shit. I have
know,
a great fucking
I don't
memory.
Remember the three.
You smoked
bottles.
Too much marijuana. In
oh,
your
get
day.
Out of here. But yeah, I mean, not only is that so much work. One, two.
It's crazy.
How do you expect me to get into a pair of pants all like oiled? Like I just feel like it would
it's
be really
crazy,
hard.
Bro. It's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe it would be easy because it's oily, but I just figured it would be like because I'm here. I am still thinking of leather.
Well, I remember. I remember you told him you would do it with a pair of panties, and you would do it once, not repeat three times. And we said, I think you said like $300, and he was like, "Why so much?" And it's like because it's insane.
It's absolutely insane. I'm losing.
It's nuts, dude.
The pants. Like I don't know what would get destroyed in the process. Like what the process of going through like
it's crazy
the dude. Bowls and the jars to put it in and like the panties
if you ask
and,
for that now bare minimum $1,000
I don't even it's
thousand
just not
bucks. It's just it would have to be
to
worth it yeah exactly and then a recap of number two is they wanted me to get in the bath submerge myself halfway with water then have 3, 4, 5 of the Fetish Nature girls all take laxatives, then unleash their bowels into the tub and then take a wooden spoon and
mix that shit up
like a witch soup, you know, or whatever, a witch spell.
Poop soup.
And then me submerge my head and swim around in the bathtub of poo. You know, like what?
Like, okay, you're into what you're into. And I guess
but it's... But like, dude.
Again, like, you're going to ask just to see.
Mm-hmm.
But like, also remember, like, we don't do scat content.
And
like,
we're people.
That's just not...
You know? We're people.
Yeah, but some people might be like, okay, sure, yeah. But we are not those people.
That was a crazy one. All right, let's jump right up after the recaps. We have number three, which is one of Scarlett's favorite customs that we ever fulfilled. This was so... Not all of these customs are customs that we haven't done, you know?
Yeah, we did number three.
This is number three we did, and we are doing again, as the person has requested it again. So why don't you go ahead and explain, Scarlett, what is number three?
Number three is the loaf of bread. Mambo number three. Somebody wanted us to buy a loaf of bread. And fart on each piece of bread. And okay. I was like, that seems easy. And it was, and it was really funny because it was me and Sabrina who did it. And as you know, Sabrina Blue gives out her Sabrina Blue specials.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're farting, I mean, we're farting on both sides of the bread and we're farting on an entire loaf.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think the video is purchasable on C4S.
Yes.
On Clips or so.
Yes. And Sabrina pops out, what did he call it? It was like a poop nugget. Is that what it was? Yeah. I can't remember. It was turd nugget or poop nugget.
It was similar to last episode when we talked about the crazy stories and your story where you fired a nugget at me. It
right.
was very similar to that. Just this
but
was fired directly
straight onto the loaf of bread. And we were like, we'll just leave it on there.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up shipping the loaf of bread to the person who ordered mm-hmm. the custom. And he ate the bread, and he specifically enjoyed eating that nugget mm-hmm. that
did.
Was on the bread.
Yep. We renamed him Poop Nugget.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He enjoyed that. Enjoyed yeah. that quite a bit, you know?
You know, and so, we did do that one.
Yep, we did do that one. But that one was
definitely
when we first got the request, we were like, this is crazy. You want her to fart on bread? And then when you told Sabrina was like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's always down for whatever. She wanted to do the fucking poop in the bathtub one. But again, she's crazy. You know, she's nuts. So who knows? And then we had, so after the loaf of bread, we did have the lollipop one, which lollipop, I'm excited. Yeah. Scarlett can't read this one because she gets sick thinking about it.
But you're going to make me listen to you say it?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to give great detail.
Great.
Because I read this one 3 or 4 times while prepping for this. So somebody wanted Scarlett to consume a list of foods that included Taco Bell, McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out, which I'm not even sure if we have an In-N-Out around here.
No, we don't.
I don't think we do. So that just, you know, I guess he's from the South. And then because we didn't have In-N-Out, they wanted like Shake Shack or something. Consume all 5 full meals from each of them and then drink 2 glasses of milk and then followed up with a laxative. All right. Wanted Scarlett to shit into a mason jar that was approximately a 64-ounce jar, I think it was, or a 30-ounce jar. 30-ounce jar sounds more right. So shit the diarrhea greenish-brownish liquid directly into the jar. Then take the jar and give it a good couple shakes, all right? And obviously film Scarlett shitting into it. Which, again, that's not something that we do. We've had people request poopies in a jar, and, you know, Scarlett will gladly do that for them. But, it's, you know, hefty price A and B, she will not film it because we do not do scat content. We don't want that out on the internet. So, anyway, so they wanted Scarlett to diarrhea into a jar and then take a lollipop and wipe it across her butthole with the lollipop after taking the shit. If you guys could see Scarlett's face right now, it's priceless.
I might vomit.
And then take the pop and stick it in and out of her butthole a couple times. Then take that lollipop, wrap it back up in that wrapper, and send it to him. Then he wanted to record a video, 10 minutes long, of him drinking from the mason jar, as well as dipping the lollipop into the mason jar full of Scarlett's poopies, and sucking on the lollipop, and then dipping it back in, and then swallowing it down until the lollipop was no more, and then he would chug the remaining
okay,
of that jar.
All right.
And then he wanted us to take that video, post it on Twitter, and tag his friends and family.
I can't. can't.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm not eating for the rest of the day.
Yeah. So that was pretty fucking gnarly. Like, listen, you're into what you're into. Yeah, I mean, but like, brother, that is some gnarly shit, dude. You know, I don't know how old this kid was that all of his family has Twitter. None of my family has Twitter, you know, thank God. But Twitter's great, though. I love Twitter. I could scroll through Trump and Twitter shit all day. Time to focus, Scarlett.
Yeah, okay? Time to focus.
Time to focus.
Moving on.
So why didn't you want to do that one, Scar?
Oh, come
on. Why did you tell him no?
First of all, I'm not eating all that food and then taking a laxative because I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
And it would be horrible stomach cramps.
I'm kind of glad you didn't either because I would probably be the one that has to hold that jar. You know what I mean? Because,
And what would come out of me would be way more than would fit in that jar. And just the thought of doing that, I don't want to see that. I don't want to send that to you knowing you're going to do that, let alone see it happen.
He was going
to
pay 1,000 clams.
I don't care.
1,000 clams. Scar?
Million? Sure.
1,000,000. Shit. 100K. Sure. 10K.
Honestly, no. I don't think I could.
If you want that, I can convince Scott to do it for 10 grand.
No, stop it. Because that's making me sick thinking about it.
10 grand, we're doing it.
Right. I mean, maybe, but I don't want a video of you doing it.
That's an upgrade to your car. All right? That's an upgrade to your car.
Yeah, but I don't
How about
see
a video
that.
Of Scarlett watching you do it in a video? What about that? All right?
Why are you speaking for me?
I'm just trying to help the people out. I'm just trying to help the people out.
I don't want that.
We know what these people want, and I'm here to give it to you. All right? I'm here to convince Scarlett.
Don't promise them things that can't happen.
To do whatever. All right, let's jump right into Mambo number 5. Number 5 was the one that we talked about in the 4 to 5 minutes chatting in the beginning. Number 5 is crazy. It's absolutely nuts and my favorite one. So I would love to, without further ado, tell you guys what number 5 is. Number 5 was somebody requested Scarlett to buy a camera, and I'm sure these cameras have a certain name. I'm not sure what the name is.
It's scope. Like when you get a colonoscopy and they put like the scope up
but
your
But basically
ass.
They just wanted to, and I don't know if this is like a tiny little adventure, you know? Maybe JJ would be into this, you know? I'll have to ask him if he'd be into this. But basically you take a scope and wanted a inside video of Scarlett's anus and her anal canal, which honestly gives me anxiety. You know, the inner workings of the body gives me much anxiety. That's where my roots for anxiety come from. But wanted us to buy, I think he was going to buy the camera online. I know we've been giving prices out for the past ones, but I don't remember what the price was for this one. I think the loaf of bread, he paid $240 for. The oil one, he offered, what was like $300. I'm just trying to give you guys the bath poop one. I don't remember the price for that one. This one, I don't remember the price for, but wanted to buy the camera and then record like a 5-minute video. I don't know if Scott was supposed to say anything. This was back a while ago. Do you remember?
Remember
any
what?
Details from the price from this one or anything?
I don't remember what I had for breakfast, okay?
You had chicken and waffles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But no, remember, I didn't have the waffle because it was freezing.
Yeah, you burnt it. Yeah, you burnt the waffle.
But that, no, I don't remember. You're the detail guy because I can give you generalized ideas about things. I can give you generalized statements, but God, I can't go into detail like you can.
Yeah, facts. 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 This is true. This is true. Yeah, so they wanted a camera. Anal view of Scarlett's inner body, and that was gnarly. That was probably the craziest custom on this entire list. Let's jump right into 6 because that one's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, Scar? What do we got for number 6?
We got Jet Josh. His
fuck that guy.
His order, his custom request for dick farts.
Jet Josh, if you're listening to this, fuck you. Do we want to give a quick shout out to the piece of shit that is Jet Josh?
I don't know. I don't want to sit here and trash people.
I do.
I know you
Jet
do.
Jet Josh I'm is just... somebody who steals our content, posts it online for free.
I'm sure
if you ever
many people
hear
know
Jet
this
because
we...
Yeah, we've talked about it on Twitter.
We've tried to file DMCA
violations
and who knows,
against
some
him.
Some of you probably follow his pages.
Some of you follow his page and because... Not cool, dude. You know? It's because of him that creators like, Sophia Blue, Goddess Amira, LMT have stopped making content, you know, because of pieces of shit like that. But anyway, he wants a custom that we have agreed that we will never, ever, 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 ever make. Because fuck him. What is that custom, Scarlett?
He wants me to fart on your dick, but you act like it's painful. Like yes. The farts are hurting your dick.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so he wanted me up against the wall, mm-hmm. and then you and either just you or you and Athena, I think at the time, to rub your anus against my penis and fart on it and have me go,
oh, ow,
oh, ouch, please, it hurts.
Please stop, oh, it hurts so much.
Ouchie, ooh, it hurts. Ah, help me, help me. No, it's never happening, brother. I don't care who buys it. Anybody can buy it. It's not happening. You know what I mean? It's not happening. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it. That's what you want to see. You will not see that from Scarlett Faye. You want it? Give us 10 grand. The 10 grand that you've probably lost us over the past months.
It has, you know what to mean? Be more. I mean, our sales, we've seen a steady decline because of him.
Yeah.
Because yeah. It's just, you know, you may not think like, you good over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
You may not think that like, you know, not buying a couple videos does anything, but.
But he hosts a page with whatever, however many people are watching his videos, you know what I mean? And then he tries to blackmail us. He tried to blackmail you a couple times, you yeah. know, Scarlett, make me this video or I'll continue posting all your yep. stuff, you know?
Hey, I'll take my stuff down if you make the video yeah. and then doesn't take the stuff down, so.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So, look, he's a human garbage can, a piece of fucking shit. You know, fuck him. If you support him, fuck you, honestly, you know? It's not cool. It's not cool what he does. It's not fun. You know what I mean? Me and Scarlett, we do this for a career. This is our life. You know what I mean? And you're just a piece of shit.
And we work really hard. Like, know? We work really fucking hard.
Yeah. I don't think people just think, oh, you're just farting. Like, no. Like,
no.
A lot fucking goes into it, you know? And you're a piece of shit. We hate you. And I'll speak no more of it, Jet Josh, but fuck you. You're a piece of shit. Burn in hell, dude. Number 7, and this is another fun one, another tiny one, another teeny tinies. This was how many tinies can fit in my ace. So somebody wanted Scarlett to shove.
You guys really think I'm like that adventurous?
Yeah.
Like, guys.
They wanted you to fit as many tinies in your ass. Now, I am curious what the story of that is. Is it like Scarlett is a giantess attacking
just going
a
around,
town,
yeah, like Godzilla.
And just, you know, that would have been fucking cool if they
just
were like
sticking all the
set
men.
Up a town, set up a whole town, and then come in and just start picking up teeny tinies and just start. You're going in, and you're going in, and you're going in, and just start shoving them into your ass. You know what I mean? Because that is, it's hilarious. But again, Scarlett's not that adventurous, and I mean. You could pay me to do it. I'm not fucking doing it. Maybe. It's
not
a little
you
fun.
You would do it. You would
but,
do it. But no one wants to see you do
like
it.
I feel like I could fit a couple hundred in there. You know what I'm saying? I got big ass, you know? But no. But yeah, they just wanted Scarlett to just shove tinies in her ass and just jam them fucking up there, you know? Which is pretty goddamn funny. But, you know? Yeah, that's not happening. You know what I mean? Not,
That's not, like, no shop, too out bruh. There wild, but, like, that would be...
It's intense.
That would... And after the video, I would just have just a horrible, miserable time getting them tinies out.
Oh, my God. It would be painful to push out, honestly. Yeah. One is one thing, but, like, 10, yeah. 15, yeah. 20, 30, you know what I mean?
No.
And you always try to outdo the next guy, so you're getting 50, 60 up there at least, you know what I mean? So that's tough. What's the next one, Scar?
Number 8. Fill your panties for me.
What was that one, Scar?
That was, I believe, like in the beginning. This was probably one of our first, like, oh. It was, he wanted me to fill my panties with shit.
A load.
A load is what he would call it. A load.
He referred to it as a load. Which
load
when I first read it, I was like, so he wants me to cum in the back of your panties?
Yeah,
you're like, no,
load
he
to
wants
you
poop.
Is come yeah,
exactly
but he wanted me to fill it up with shit it's like shitties. Load that Oopies. Shit up like a diaper mm-hmm. and then just squash that shit all over your face
yeah and I was like nope not happening and Scarlett was like nope not happening well maybe yeah.
I mean I don't know if I could fill up panties
yeah
who knows but
yeah, we know who someone who could though
in the beginning but now I don't know. Like, I know you no. wouldn't though I know
no.
but that's what I'm saying you would
you'd have to get Jordan
it would have
it.
To be
Jordan would do it. He'd do anything for you. I don't even yeah. know if that guy's into scat, but he'd do anything for you. So. you know, let us know.
Let us know.
Let us know in the comment section of YouTube if you would let number 8 happen on your face. Now, that was a hiccup.
Yeah,
there's a hiccup. There's a hiccup. Okay. Last episode, last week, that was not a hiccup.
There definitely
was. What do we have next? Number nine.
Eat the tiny and show the results.
Mm-hmm. So what was that, Scar? What did they want?
Is that Vore? Vore, right? Where you
that's
swallow. It's Vore and similar. Scat, yeah,
I think. Believe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he wanted me to swallow a tiny and fully digest it, and then take a picture of my shit with the tiny in it. So him going through, I guess, like my entire body and coming out.
Yeah.
But I don't eat plastic, guys.
It's dangerous. Yeah, that's dangerous. Yeah, I mean, that's you know, it's just unsanitary. We don't know the results of that. Yeah, I mean, so you know, that's just, you know, again, it's maybe not full what the fuck, but you know what I mean. It is just something that Scarlett's just not gonna do. No. Me, I've probably eaten a couple tinies. Snickers has eaten a couple tinies.
Yeah, he's sucked a couple
up. Our dog has eaten a couple tinies where Scarlett's recording a custom and then the tiny falls out of her butt and she can't find it, and then Snickers comes wandering by and he's like, ooh, a little piece of snack, a little food.
Yeah.
He just, but Snickers will eat anything.
He'll eat anything.
He'll eat a battery.
Batteries, socks, yep, socks. Thrown up whole socks on our
bed.
He
ate a whole sock one time, yep. He loves sucking the juices out of those. At least he used to.
The paper story is funny, where he came in and he
listen
found
to this, Jay.
It was like just like a little square piece of paper, like a paper. There was not from food, just paper. And he walked in and he saw it and he grabbed it and he was walking out of the bedroom and it fell out of his mouth and he noticed that it didn't have it anymore. So he darted back into the room, picked it up real quick and ran back out as if like someone was going to steal this piece of paper from him. He needed to get it so that he could eat it before anyone else did.
Mm-hmm.
This piece of freaking paper. Mm. He's a wild man.
He's a wild man. He is wild. Yeah. You can probably hear him crying in the background a little bit.
Because he wants food.
He's just laying in the middle of a bunch of wood. You know, he's not even near his food bowl. Why is Snickers? I'm not sure even why you're crying, brother.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Number 10. Daily Number 10, poops.
Daily poops. 365. Man wanted 365 pictures of Scarlett's poop. He wanted Scarlett to every day take a shit, take a picture, and send it to him for 365 days. Scarlett, any details for that? You got anything you want to say about that? With that?
I mean, number one, sometimes I don't poop every day.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Just happened the other day. You had, you know, 3 days
I know.
Saved up.
It was like, I know, because I was like, I can't poop. What's going on? I can't poop.
That we were filming, and I was so scared. I was like, she's going to shit
gonna
all
come
over
out.
Me.
It's coming.
Come out. You know?
But it didn't. And now I'm back to regular scheduled program. But yeah, no, like I don't poop every day, number one. So I can't tell you're gonna get a picture every day.
Exactly.
And number two, you want that's a lot. That's every a lot. Day picture of my poop.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. You know? That's a lot.
That's a lot, James.
You that's a saying? Lot like on my head to be like, okay, for the next year I owe this person all this.
Exactly.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You know?
Yeah, lot maybe go, if you start out, on, like,
start out with a day, maybe start out with a week.
That's
but 365 days. That's a lot.
365 days. You know what I mean? You want a month? You want a week? You know what I mean? You want 3 days?
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. You know what I mean? But Scarlett don't do nothing for 365 days. She don't remember. You know what I'm saying?
No. That's
genuinely
true.
She forgets. She
I
would
honestly,
flush that shit and be like, oh, fuck.
You, oh, my God.
We would need signs in the bathroom in
like,
front of the
you would be like, hey, where's my picture today? And be like, oh, fuck, I forgot.
Yep, literally. Immediately. So that's our crazy customs part one. And again, we'll have crazy customs part two. You know, I'm sure we'll get a lot of crazy customs now just so people can make it on the list and we'll have to sift through which ones are real and which ones aren't. But it's a lot of fun, you know. And we weren't ready for a lot of those customs. Now, obviously, as time goes on, maybe we even do one or two of those, you know. Who knows what the future months and years have for us in store. But I'll tell you, Scarlett, you know what we do have? You know, coming up next week.
What?
You know what the future holds?
When does the future
Our interview with Jay, our producer, finally. Scarlett has been waiting for this for so long.
I'm very intrigued.
That's right. Next week, guys, we sit down with our producer, Jay, to hear all about what his crazy fetish adventures have been. We couldn't be more excited for this episode coming up. So get ready as we add Scarlett's birth month's first episode. We start it with a blast. Get ready as we sit down with Jay. Scarlett, anything to add?
Do I ever have anything to add?
I don't know.
I'm just over here thinking about puppy dogs and rainbows. And
you got any thank yous to anyone? Nothing? Oh,
that's a good plug.
You got some thank yous?
I want to thank Jordan, my panty slave, being the best panty slave ever.
Mm-hmm.
He's always so great to me.
And you said that, I guess this isn't a thank you, but a shout out to JJ, because you said you wanted to see the Transformer movie because he was talking about how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
Fart Bitch, where are you?
Yeah, where I mean, I want to shout, you know, Fart Bitch, you've been there since day one, and, you know, you've supported me through everything, and, you know, I don't know, but like, where the fuck are you?
Seikis?
He's distracting me. He's just whining in the background.
Seikis? Yeah. Where's Seikis?
But yeah, I mean, it's sad that I haven't heard from you.
And of course, we want to give a shout out to Fuck You, Jet Josh. All right.
Do it.
Wonderful. All right, guys. Enjoy your week. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day. We hope you enjoyed the episode. I look forward to hearing our message that we received from Lowrider after this episode. We love you guys. Have an awesome rest of your day. And remember, guys, keep sniffing.
Bye.